Well, I'm with a great friend of mine called Amadeo Claris, and Amadeo is very involved in food in all sorts of ways, and he's meeting me here at the Fine Food and Speciality Show 2016. There's 800 exhibitors here. We've been tasting everything from baby food to ham to coconuts to gin. Feeling a little bit sick, actually. And I'm joined by Christy, our producer. And I really want to ask Amadeo about the food scene in his view. And the thing we're finding here the most is that there's a real clean food movement at the moment, and people are getting, you know, really interested in what's in their food and starting to ask questions. And that's something you're very passionate about, isn't it, Amadeo?
We are very passionate about what's in our foods, and we believe in the lesser the better, the more the simplest the foods, really the better.
So Heston Blumenthal is your arch enemy in terms of using 500 different gadgets and 600 different ingredients. It's a joke, sort of.
In a way, yes, there's a market for that, but it's definitely not a market for the populace. It's a market for a very defined clientele. We try to bring food, good, nutritious, sustainable foods on the table of everyone in this country and hopefully outside.
And you're part of an organisation called FARM, which is spelled F-A-R-M-M. And it's only just started, and I know you have a very, very good manifesto, and it's something you want to really start pushing around the UK. Can you tell us a little bit about FARM?
Indeed. The FARM is a not-for-profit organisation that I've started about a year ago, almost a year ago, designing with with my co-founder, and it would look at food and agricultural sustainability from a slightly different perspective, not only in terms of making recommendations and producing a policy, if you like, but getting entrepreneurs, the private entrepreneur community at the same table, really.
And I know you've been saying to me that you don't want to be preachy about food. You don't want to preach to children, you know, that they shouldn't be eating this, they shouldn't be eating that. You believe quite strongly that education's everything. And if people understand some of these things, they will start to make the right choices.
Indeed, indeed. We started our designing our concept based on the concept of a movement rather than simply teaching or preaching or evangelizing. We're absolutely not after big supermarkets. We don't necessarily agree with their current business model, but we're not after them. We're not after McDonald's. We're not after Monsanto. We're just very committed to creating an alternative to what's become a mass production, long chain, long value chain food. We want to do the opposite, and we want to create a movement rather than a school of thought.
And I think it was the horse meat scandal that really did it for me. And I think people suddenly realise that some of the supermarkets and some of the other people who sell food actually have no clue where their food is coming from at all. And the chain is so long, it's almost impossible to work out where things come from. And that can't be right, can it?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right there. People don't necessarily know what's in their foods. They don't know what should be in their foods. The horse meat scandal was one of the elements that made us think, how can we move away from that kind of corporate profits maximization and go back to basics, really, to square one in terms of foods?
And the FARM, I know, is this sort of passionate thing that you have as Italians. Only Italians can be passionate in quite that way. But you're also based around a place called Mercato Metropolitano, which is, I suppose it's right up the other end of Borough High Street, Borough Market, and is now being called the Borough Triangle. But it's more towards Elephant and Castle than London Bridge. It's a fabulous place. I went round there the other week. Can you just describe it to me? And also how the FARM sort of works with that?
Right, yeah. Mercato Metropolitano, or Metropolitan Market, if you want to know in English, is the creature of my co-founder at the FARM. He wanted to create an alternative urban market, literally for everyone, for people, run by people, and and in an area where there's not necessarily a concept of food or gentrification, and that will be hopefully the start of the regeneration project that is going around the Borough Triangle, as you say.
So I've been there, and basically you walk in, and it's very open plan. There's lots of places to eat outside, but you can eat inside as well. There's amazing pizza makers. You can get fantastic coffee. You can get amazing handmade pasta. There's a great Italian wine shop there. And then there's this huge Italian supermarket. I mean, it is a bit of a foodie heaven, isn't it?
It is, and it's 99% of what you see there is natural foods. It's foods where in your bread, instead of having 25 ingredients, you only have three or four. It's mozzarella, which comes from a small regional producer where traceability is much easier to achieve than in a long value chain. And it's a place, convivial place, to sit down and have a chat, have a beer, have a locally brewed beer, and spend a little bit of time with your friends.
And it's open well into the evening, isn't it, till 10 or 11 o'clock at night? And I think it's shut a couple of days a week, because it shuts Monday and Tuesday, I think.
It shuts on Monday, one day a week, for licensing reasons. Otherwise, it's open until late in the evening. I was there last night, for instance, and it was helping. People were not necessarily all buying or drinking, but it was a place where people meet. It's becoming a place where people meet, really.
Which was the plan all along, which is great,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Which is absolutely the plan. Providing a local area in an urban place, in an inner city, which otherwise would be absolutely dead.
And you also got plans to make it the centre of food tech. Can you just tell us a little bit about that? So food technology is really taking off in the UK, and there's lots of digital I would say, advances in terms of food. You'd really like those companies to come and base themselves at Mercato Metropolitano, wouldn't you?
Indeed. Our objective is to make the farm the centre of food and agricultural tech as well, where it would be natural to think about food tech and think of the farm. We want to get together the biggest brains, the best brains in the industry, and provide a commonly agreed goals, as well as a collaborative environment.
So what you want to do is you want to try and get organisations who really are keen on the manifesto that you have to come and join you, to lend their support, and not necessarily to give money, but just to lend their support. Maybe be part of the debate about what our food should be like in the future, but also try and get these companies to base themselves there as well. Have I got that right?
Precisely. We have a manifesto out there which will take form and shape going forward, and we are looking for stakeholders, an inclusive chain of stakeholders, and not only money, as you say, but also support, also strategy, also distribution capability, to make it a source of viable and sustainable business models. This is through the use of technology. We think that technology has a great place in the logistics, particularly in the food industry, and we want to make the most of it.
Well, it's very exciting. I've been there. If anybody's interested in contributing to your manifesto, wants to know more about it, where can they get information from?
They can go onto our website, which is www.thefarm.org, and send us an email. Send us an email, and we will be more than willing to sit down and consider anyone who not necessarily agrees with our direction, but takes that as a starting point.
So what you're saying is, let's have a really good debate about the food that we're eating, where it comes from, and what we're doing with it.
Absolutely.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you. Thank you, Amadeo.
Thanks very much for your time, Sue. Thanks.